This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Sometimes solving complicated problems leads to some interesting solutions. There's a thing in logistics called the last mile problem. You hear it in telecommunications a lot, getting broadband from the distribution hub to your house. But last mile logistics are an issue for package delivery companies too, and increasingly public transportation agencies who want to get their passengers all the way home. From WABE in Atlanta, Amy Kiley reports public transit and package delivery companies are working on it separately, but they're coming up with similar solutions.
I tackle my last mile problem by taking the bus. It stops right outside my apartment.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
But what about people who don't live along a bus route or who live on side roads that prohibit all large vehicles, even delivery trucks? I meet Metro Atlanta Rapid Transit Authority's Ben Limmer at a local transit station and ask him.
MARTA is looking at more innovative solutions to help route some of our community circulator buses.
Those are smaller buses, kind of like airport shuttles. Some run on fixed routes and some will operate like ride shares.
These would be more like a Uber or Lyft type technology.
MARTA already partners with those companies. Now it plans to launch its own version of ride sharing this year. It's called a Flexible Transit Pilot Program. MARTA got a private grant for that, but the Federal Transit Administration has also given out grant money to spur this kind of innovation nationwide. Speaking of new ideas, Limmer and I are staring at another one.
But also at this station, you have access to the city's Relay Bike Share, where you can rent a bike either by the hour or by the day.
Bikes solve a big last-mile puzzle, how to get people and packages into places large vehicles can't go. In fact, a few miles north at the headquarters for the United Parcel Service, right in the UPS lobby, is a huge electric tricycle. On top of the two wheels and back is a compartment for packages that makes the bike look like a mini UPS truck. Standing next to it is Ed Rogers. He's a top engineer with UPS who works on the last mile problem.
So what is good about this type of vehicle is we are able to get into areas where traditional large delivery vehicles are prohibited.
So UPS created its own elaborate computer program. It's the same idea as the MARTA app, but much more complicated. It's called Orion, which stands for On-Road Integrated Optimization and Navigation System. Every day, for every UPS driver, it calculates more than a trillion possible routes. Then it picks the best one.
At UPS, we shave a mile off of every route across the U.S. every day, $50 million savings. It adds up.
It took more than 10 years to develop Orion. Rogers won't tell me how much it cost UPS, but he does say it was worth it. So how are all these different organizations coming up with similar last-mile solutions?
They would be industrial and systems engineers. They would be computer information systems analysts, writing the code, writing the algorithms.
Walter Wallace runs the Global Logistics Roundtable at Georgia State University. He says all those jobs fall under a field called telematics. It basically involves getting as much information as possible, analyzing the numbers, and then using them to travel efficiently. That work is in high demand.
It's a complicated, complex world, but today's mandate is analytics. It's no longer an option.
That's true whether sending a package or sending people home on a bus. In Atlanta, I'm Amy Kiley for Marketplace.